It was a sunny July morning in 1992. 23-year-old Rachel Nickell and her 2-year-old son Alex were walking their rescue dog, Molly, across Wimbledon Common in London, just enjoying the summer day. But in a flash, that peaceful stroll would turn into a scene of horror. Out of nowhere, a man lunged at Rachel and savagely attacked her. She was stabbed 49 times and sexually assaulted in broad daylight. Her little boy, covered in her blood, was found bleeding. "Get up, mummy." While a man named Colin Stagg was quickly convicted for the murder, some pretty shady police tactics and a complete lack of evidence would get the conviction thrown out in 1994. But it would take until 2002 to find the answer to who killed Rachel Nickell.
It's Friday, and you're listening to MU Minis.
Hey, MU crew, it's Melissa, and I want to welcome you to MU Minis, where every Friday we cover big crimes in a fraction of the time. Our full-length deep dive episodes still air every Tuesday, and our theme this month is covering badass women fighting for justice. Be sure to hit like and subscribe so you don't miss out. Now let's get into this week's mini. Rachel Jane Nickell was born on November 23, 1968, to parents Andrew and Monica Nickell. Rachel was a bright, beautiful, and kind young woman who believed in giving back to the community. She was passionate about volunteering her time to work with disabled children and the elderly. Rachel was a talented performer who loved to sing and dance and had been working as a model at the time of her death. Rachel's case sparked national outrage. The pressure to solve it was intense, and police quickly focused on a local man, Colin Stagg. But they didn't actually have any evidence. Instead, they launched a controversial undercover operation, using a female officer to try and get Stagg to confess. Plan failed, and he continued to plead his innocence. The judge threw out his conviction in 1994, calling it deceptive conduct of the grossest kind. Colin was acquitted, but his name was forever linked to a crime he didn't commit. So who really killed Rachel? The case went cold for several years, until 2002, when Scotland Yard's cold case review team reopened Rachel's case. Now enter Dr. Angela Gallup, one of Britain's top forensic scientists and our MU Badass of the Week. If you've never heard of her, she's the woman behind some of the UK's most famous case breakthroughs. Angela and her team at Forensic Access re-examined Rachel's clothing using new and advanced DNA techniques, ones that just didn't exist back in the early 90s. They were incredibly careful. They looked in areas that had been overlooked or tested with outdated methods. And they found something, a partial DNA profile. When they searched it, it matched Robert Knapper, a man already detained in a high security hospital for a double murder committed just a year after Rachel's. Knapper had murdered 27-year-old mother Samantha Bissett and her 4-year-old daughter Jasmine. This monster had sexually assaulted both victims. Knapper had actually been on police radar back in 1992, but he was dismissed early on because investigators believed he was too tall to fit witness descriptions. That mistake let him slip through the cracks and left Rachel's family and Colin Stagg in limbo for over a decade. But thanks to Angela Gallup's forensic work, Knapper was finally held responsible. In 2008, he pled guilty to Rachel's killing, not murder, but manslaughter by diminished responsibility. He was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, and he remains in a secure hospital. Sources say Robert Knapper is most likely the infamous Green Chain Rapist, a monster who committed at least 70 brutal sexual assaults in Southeast London between 1990 and 1994. Angela Gallup has spoken about this case as one that reminds her why the small stuff matters. Every fiber, every speck of DNA, every assumption that needs to be questioned. Her work not only brought justice to Rachel and her family, but also cleared Colin Stagg's name once and for all. Rachel's son Alex and her partner Andre moved out of the UK in 1996 to escape the constant media attention, and as of now, they are living in Spain. The father and son recently took part in a documentary about Rachel's case called Death of the Commons, My Mother's Murder. This case is a shining example of why forensic science matters and how getting it wrong or rushing judgment can derail justice for decades. If you're interested in Angela Gallup's work, check out her book, When the Dogs Don't Bark. It's full of behind-the-scenes insights into cases just like this one. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay curious, stay skeptical, and stay unscripted.